Hello, Fearless One. Today is all about celebration. This is episode 7, and I think that's worthy of a celebration. So let's celebrate. Hi, I'm Narissa Golden, host of the Fearless One podcast. I'm an author, strategist, mom, entrepreneur, and I love my big brother, Jesus. I get a kick out of helping my friends and clients unlock the value in their gifts and business. And for the next few minutes, I want to encourage you to do the same. Let's go. When was the last time you celebrated? I hope you celebrate your birthday and that of the people closest to you. But the kind of celebration I am talking about doesn't have to involve anyone but yourself. It may not involve cake or ice cream, although a nice slice of cake or a tiny cupcake won't go amiss. I just want you to think about something that you've achieved recently that you need to say, "Way to go, girl. You did that." It could be passing a test or remembering to take your vitamins. That reminds me, I should probably take mine now. Or maybe you spoke up for yourself at work or had that difficult conversation you needed to have with a friend or employee. I want you to stop what you're doing and say, "Yes, you did that." I know I am often guilty of focusing on what is yet to be done, and I have not looked back to see how far I've come. The target is always a moving goalpost. You figure that out in the moment when you finally achieve something and you realize how quickly the joy dissipates. Then you are on to the next thing to try to capture that feeling. We live on "if only I could" or "when I get this done, then I will be happy or feel successful." Your success has already been guaranteed, so why not celebrate now? The victory that Jesus won for us was a complete victory, never to be undone. You can't undo it. So you might as well celebrate the goodness of your loving Father who saw to your success and you finishing strong even before you began. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verses 18 to 20 in the New English Translation reminds us that we should enjoy the fruit of our labor. I have seen personally what is the only beneficial and appropriate course of action for people: to eat and drink and find enjoyment in all their hard work on earth during the few days of their life that God has given them, for this is their reward. To every man whom God has given wealth and possessions, he has also given him the ability to eat from them to receive his reward and to find enjoyment in his toil. These things are the gift of God. For he does not think much about the fleeting days of his life, because God keeps him preoccupied with the joy he derives from his activity. Psalm 126 in the New International Version says, "When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, 'The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy.'" I remember as a little girl that my sisters and I would be kidding around and we would be cackling with laughter. I could hear my mom calling out, "Y'all go ahead. We'll laugh, be cry, be." I got to tell you that I have heard that voice many times over the years, and in moments when my children are having their own fun, and I am tempted to shut it down with those very words. Now, I don't want you to get the idea that my parents were bad parents. It was simply them repeating what had been told to them. I say that understanding that much of the new scholarship around the impact of parenting, culture, social conditioning is less than 50 years old. They didn't know what they didn't know. And now that we do know, it becomes our responsibility to do better. Imagine curtailing your children's joy, not because you don't want them to be happy, but you feel it is your responsibility to caution them that pain is ahead. It is what Caribbean people do and people of Afro descent, and I would say the same for cultures which have been displaced or marginalized. That's what they do to prepare their offspring for survival. And we genuinely believe that making them feel afraid and not so giddy with laughter and good times is how we are going to raise them right. I can think of instances where I have said things to my children in much the same vein to temper their joy rather than celebrate the fact that they are safe and feel free enough to laugh, express themselves, and dream of more of the same. I am telling them, "We'll laugh, be cry, be," essentially. Once I catch myself, I rebuke the words I've said and certainly apologize to them for what I've tried to put on them. But there are so many songs that we grew up listening to, old slave hymns that they sang to keep them pushing in the heat and under the whip. But we sing them as if it is still our current state. I'm climbing up on the rough side of the mountain. I'm doing my best to make it in. I could literally hear it playing on PJD2 in the morning, every morning as we're preparing for school. We grew up singing songs about trying to make it into heaven. Heaven is already guaranteed once we accept Jesus as Lord. Here is what Jesus said in John 6, verses 37 to 40 from the Message translation. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. The person who aligns with me hungers no more and thirsts no more ever. I have told you this explicitly because even though you have seen me in action, you don't really believe me. Every person the Father gives me eventually comes running to me. And once that person is with me, I hold on and don't let go. I came down from heaven, not to follow my own agenda, but to accomplish the will of the one who sent me. This, in a nutshell, is that will, that everything handed over to me by the Father be completed, not a single detail missed, and that the wrap-up of time, I have everything and everyone put together upright and whole. This is what my Father wants, that anyone who sees the Son and trusts who he is and what he does, and then aligns with him, will enter real life, eternal life. My part is to put them on their feet alive and whole at the completion of time. I need you to understand that this is not on you. Jesus has no intention of letting you go. If you have children and remember when they were little, or maybe you've seen a parent or a sibling that's with a toddler, especially if they've finally mastered walking and running, their every goal is to run away. And you've got to keep holding on to them because you know they can't survive without you. It's the same way with you and your big brother, Jesus. He's like, Daddy put me in charge of you. And so no matter how much you fight and think you're grown, I'm staying right here, close to you, in you, with you, guiding you. Because when Daddy asks me what happened to Narissa or Andy or John, I'll be able to tell them everything is under control. Here they are. This is how important you are to God. Isn't that worth celebrating? Hey, Fearless One, this is Narissa Golden. I know you already have a copy of my book, Live Fearless, A Christian Entrepreneur's Guide to Life and Business. It's on your bookshelf or on your Kindle, but you haven't cracked it open yet. I want to encourage you to do that. Read it a little at a time and work through the reflection questions at the end of each chapter. If you don't have a copy, be sure to get yours in the format you prefer at Amazon.com. A wonderful way to celebrate is to create a memento of the occasion. My mom loves to send birthday cards. There was never a birthday when we were young when there wasn't a card with a sweet message. Of course, she always wrote from mom and dad. We all knew full well dad probably never even saw the cards, but the birthday wasn't complete without a card. You may not send or receive cards, but maybe you take a photo. Or I love to keep the ticket stubs from special events. I think I'm going to need to get an old-fashioned album to stick them all in. Everything is digital today, but some things are worth holding on to in the physical world. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 4 reminds us that there is a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. We can become very good at pressing towards the next thing without stopping to recognize what has already happened. After the children of Israel crossed the Jordan, God instructed Joshua to take 12 stones from the river and establish a physical memorial. You'll find this story in Joshua chapter 4. When your children ask in time to come, what do those stones mean to you? They were to explain what God had done at the Jordan. The stones became a memorial for Israel and a message to others of God's power. Celebration isn't only about enjoying the moment. Memorializing successes, small and great, turns today's victory into tomorrow's testimony. So be fruitful. Recognize what has been achieved or produced. Multiply. Tell the stories so others can learn from it. Have dominion. Build something that remains after you and teaches the next generation. Now, take a moment to reflect on God's goodness to you. It could simply be that you woke up. It could be that you woke up and didn't have to rush off to work because you're on holiday. It could be the fact that you have a job that is meeting your needs. Whatever it is, pause and do a jig. Pause and clap your hands, shout, praise God, celebrate. Take another moment now. I want you to write it down or voice note it to yourself, or better yet, send it to a friend. I am celebrating today because I am alive. Or I just passed my test, barely, but I passed it. I made my first reel to promote my business. I sold my first product I made with my hands. Give God the glory and certainly create a memorial for it. If we do not learn to celebrate the small wins, guess what? The big wins will be further away. In fact, when they do show up, you will not even know that it is a celebratory moment because you've gotten into the habit of ignoring the little things. Living a life where we celebrate the wonder of the little makes us capable and attractive to big wonders. If you are thinking, why do they always have something new to celebrate? It could simply be because they make every moment special. So today, I will celebrate this being my 7th episode of Fearless One with Narissa Golden. I will celebrate the fact that you've chosen to give me your time to listen to the podcast. I will also celebrate those of you who take the time to comment or message me to say a particular episode had an impact on you. I am definitely celebrating those of you who share the podcast and the associated social content. I love you all for spending time with me, and I pray this episode is an encouragement to you. You are worthy of celebrating you. Zephaniah 3:17 reminds us, "The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing." Imagine a God who loves a good celebration. He takes delight in you. He loves being with you. He fights for you. He isn't rebuking you, and he sings over you. You are most certainly his favorite, my friend. Live fearless. If you're enjoying the podcast, I'd really appreciate it if you'd subscribe, leave a comment, and share it with someone. Those small actions tell the platform these conversations matter and help more people discover them. Thank you.